I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. We all know peonies for their audaciously large, colorful flowers, but they've also been used medicinally by the Chinese and Europeans for ailments such as pain relief, gallstones, and bad dreams. But we mostly grow them for their flowers. Herbaceous peonies are the most familiar. These 2 to 4 foot tall and wide plants have floppy softball-sized single or double flowers in colors ranging from deep burgundy to white. I love the variety Festiva Maxima for its double, white, splashed with red, strongly fragrant flowers. I also like tree peonies. These woody plants can grow up to 5 feet tall with a stately structure. The yellow-colored varieties such as High Noon are particularly stunning. Intersectional peonies are a cross between the herbaceous and the tree peonies. Varieties such as Julia Rose feature a large plant that holds its flowers upright without support, but dives back to the ground each winter. Peonies grow best in full to part sun on well-drained soil, and like my cat, they don't like to be moved. Plant the crown so it's only 1 to 2 inches below the soil line. Support your herbaceous peonies now with rings or cages so the large flowers don't flop over. If you must move or divide your peonies, do it in September. Peonies will stop flowering if they're planted too deep, get too much shade, or are overcrowded. There are a few diseases that attack peonies, but the one I see most in cool, wet springs is Botrytis blight. This fungus causes the flowers to dry up and shrivel before opening. Give your plants plenty of space to allow the leaves to stay dry. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about butterfly bushes. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.